Let us worship God. Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Let's join together to worship God and sing. Teach me to dance. Teach me to dance with the power of your spirit. Teach me. We join to pray. Let us pray. God of earth and waves, we praise you that you are more than all our needs. You call us from our security to experience your adventures and blessings. You don't want us to be like a becalmed ship or stuck in the harbour. You want us out in the deep water. And there you will be with us. As we take time to worship you now, we know what it is to feel like Peter, full of bravado to begin with, and then not quite so certain of ourselves. We come to you, Jesus, trusting that even if we feel ourselves beginning to sink under the pressure that we face, we know that you are still there holding us up. Please reassure us that you won't let us go. We are sorry for the times that we take our eyes off you. We are sorry for the times that we seek to do things in our own strength. We are sorry for the times that we doubt that you can keep us on the straight and narrow. We are sorry for the times that we ask you for signs and then cover our eyes so we do not see them. Forgive us. Forgive our doubts and our hesitation. Forgive our foolishness. And the Lord has said that God will be with us. Thanks be to God. Amen. We join together to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We have two readings that we would share with you. And just to make the technology easier, what's going to happen is I will introduce these two readings. Then we'll go into the sermon, and then we'll go into a clip of video, which I will take on further in the prayers of intercession. Hopefully, by the time you get to the clip of the video, you'll understand why it's there and not think I've gone completely nuts. Anyway, we have two readings. The first from 1 Kings 19, which is the story about Elijah, who has had to face an increasingly corrupt empire that is Israel, and has defeated the prophets of Baal, and now has run away because he feels that he's utterly alone. And then the second reading, which John and or Sue Watts will read to us, is from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus dismisses the crowd, dismisses the disciples, and he goes to seek strength. The disciples are confronted as the day breaks with the sight of Jesus striding out across the water, and Peter is invited to step out of the boat. Peter, a man who has already seen the feeding of the 5,000 from a packed lunch, and yet even he finds it difficult to keep his eyes on Jesus. So let us listen for the word of God, which, as I said, will be read to us by John and Sue Watts.
Good morning, everyone. The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 to 18. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu son of Nimshi king over Israel, and anoint Elisha son of Shaphat from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 14, reading from verses 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning, maybe it's good afternoon, good evening. The text that I'm preaching from are 1 Kings 19, 9 to 18, and Matthew 14, 22 to 33. You might just pause this and then come back to us. And if we've never met you before, it'd be great to meet you when all this is over. We wish you well. It's good to have you in our community in such a strange way. And if we can do anything or listen to your story, we'd be glad to hear it. Okay, so Jesus feeds the 5,000 and then he sends the disciples away by themselves in a boat because he wants a night off. Let's just pause with that. The crowd are wild for him. The people love Jesus. He is the answer to all their dreams. He gives them food and he gives them healing. But he breaks up the party because he goes off to be by himself. He needs to pray. Galilee is not a place where it's easy to get time by yourself. He is determined so to do. Some of us at the moment are having too much time by ourselves. We're lonely. Many of our regular supports have gone. But are we using the time well? Are we caring for ourselves all the time, or just indulging ourselves, not sane? There are members of our church who are loving this time. There are others for whom it is very difficult and demanding. Jesus needed time away from the crowd to pray. Jesus needed to look after himself. What does self-care look like for you? How do we do it? do recognise it to be a priority. Without it, we end up like Elijah. Elijah has made a right royal public spectacle of himself. He's challenged and taken on the priests of Baal, the fertility god. In a public display, he's brought a drought to an end and asked God to send fire down. And God has done it. And then there's the mass slaughter of the priests of Baal. And Elijah has run away because the queen is now out to get him. A high moment of this display of God's power in the fire, and then the threat by Jezebel that she is going to slaughter him. And he runs away and he hides in a cave. He's exhausted and he's worn, and God encounters him. And Elijah is surprised that God is not in the earthquake and God is not in the fire, but God is in the silence. Shut up. Rest. Stop. For many people, that's what they need to hear at this season. The superhero has left the building. Elijah is reminded by God that there are 7,000 others who have not bent a knee, worshipped Baal. And the next thing that happens in the story is that Elisha comes to join Elijah and become his disciple. And I'm sure it's not just me that tiredness means that negative voices are heard much more loudly than when I'm resting. Jesus leaves the crowds. He sends the disciples away because he needs to care for himself. He sends the disciples away because he needs to take in and can't be giving out all the time. If it's true of Jesus, why do people think it's not going to be true for them? We are not God, and God can do what God needs to do without us. Who do we think we are? We are encouraged not to take care of ourselves, because true self-care means a perpetual saying no to the many options that are round about us. Equally, the glittery, sparkly things that are offered to us masquerade as self-care, but actually, so often they're more pressure. Stop. Sit down. Shut up. And rest. The disciples are in the boat in the storm. Together, in the boat, Peter could manage. But out in the storm, even with Jesus, it's too much. People need people. Jesus doesn't just calm the sea. He gets in the boat and then calms the sea. And they are in the boat together. We are in this boat together is one of the cliches of this time. Incredibly irritating, because it's just not true. When I think of members of the church with issues about money and homeschooling their children are now trying to entertain them while they work, people with no outside space, those people are not in the same boat as me, because I live, when I'm in the south, in a manse with 4 bedrooms and a massive garden. Work from home, and there are people working on ironing boards, standing in the kitchen while their children do their work from their bedrooms. And people who are worried about feeding their children alongside those who have their secure pay or their pension. Those whose relationships are fragile alongside families relishing this time together. Hey, those people are having a tough time compared with somebody like me. We are in the same storm. We are not in the same boat. And some of us need to remember how fortunate we are and polish up our gratitude practices. The disciples are in the boat in the storm, and Jesus does not take away the storm. He joins them in the boat, and then the storm goes away. Jesus allows the disciples to be in that storm. He does not say, "Aha, I hear a storm coming," and leaps up, putting on his cape as he goes. He needs time with God. Jesus is not about the world of me time or any other indulgent mumble jumble. He has a purpose that he needs to fulfill. It's about keeping his life facing the right way. It's not about making his life small and easy. It's about doing what he has set his face to, fulfilling his calling, rather than ending up alone in the back of a cave. Bell Hooks, in her book, Sisters of the Yam, states that self-care is a political act of resistance for black women. Self-care may be a political act of resistance for anyone overwhelmed by the challenges of being a superhero, a superwoman or a superman syndrome. The disciples set out to cross the lake, and then the storm starts. Jesus knows the storm is happening. He doesn't sprint to their rescue. He allows the disciples to be in the storm, in the boat. It happens. In the storm is not to be abandoned. He is there and he will be around. And this is reassurance indeed. In the middle of the storm, may I know that the storm is not a sign that you have abandoned us, abandoned me. A final word on the scriptures and then on Peter. I have to say that when I started with these two texts, I couldn't see the link between them. My interest went straight to the walking on the water, Peter starting to walk and then sinking, that well-known path. And brothers and sisters, that is why we have to study the scriptures and not just read. And for somebody who's been preaching for 45 years like me, the perils are obvious. For all of us though, can we hear a fresh word from the scriptures? Is it possible that how we have viewed this passage will be changed by our time together this day? And then Peter. He is brave and he tries. Are there things that God is calling each of us to try in this time? And how will we cope if they don't work out? Will we remember Peter as the one who boldly stepped out of the boat? Or will we remember him sinking? And for us, when something doesn't work, will we celebrate that we tried, or will we fixate on the things that did not succeed? Amen.
So let us pray. Lord God, we come before you to pray for all those for whom taking risks is a way of life. How to be COVID safe on a lifeboat, or COVID safe on a small fishing vessel. We pray for our emergency services, for paramedics, the police, fire service, all who daily face difficult situations as they seek to help and protect us. We pray for the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the RNLI, and we pray for the Coast Guard and for all who battle with the sea. We pray for those who work in troubled areas, members of the armed forces in war zones, those seeking to bring humanitarian aid into areas of natural disaster. And on this day, we particularly pray for the people of Beirut. We pray for people who take risks in your name, Lord Jesus. All of us called to speak your word and to live a life that speaks about you, beyond social convention and that which is polite. And yet our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world face the threat of death, and we pray for them. We pray for those who grapple with faith and doubt. For all of us know how easy it is to take our eyes off you. We pray for those taking risks as they seek to open up their businesses and work out what it means to keep a place COVID safe. And of course, we continue to pray for those in our hospitals and our care homes, and for those nursing at home. Lord Jesus, we want to be brave for you, but we do not wish to be foolish. And in our times, it is a complex balance. We ask for your guidance. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So some notices. Just to remind you, please, that after we've finished our worship, we're going to have a church meeting. It would be great. We've got somebody coming in to speak to us. It would be a bit embarrassing if he's just chatting to me. So if you can hang around, that would be great. Just let your belly rumble. Come on, you can do it. Just hang on. John Ellis talking to us about how the money of the denomination works, because a number of times people say things and it's just not true. So useful for people to hear more. Sadly, we are at this time cancelling the coffee service, which we've re-established in the worship space, but now we need the worship space for something else because the electrics in another part of the building aren't working, and we've had the electrician, blah, 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 blah. the output is we are cancelling the service for, we've got the electrician booked for the 2nd of September and we will review the situation. So please tell anybody who started coming down, let them know. And also, could you pray that Catherine has a good holiday, because all this kerfuffle happened on Friday afternoon just as she was beginning the wind down and putting away her pencils. So pray that she gets a holiday and leaves us behind. I sent out a paper about a letter to you all on Friday. I hope you all got it. If you didn't get it, send me a message and I will send it back, send it to you again. Ask to pray for young people who are awaiting their results at this time, with all the anxiety of that. Could you pray for them? And also to pray for those families that are under a stress at this time, where relationships may be on you, thinking about those who are moving into a new relationship, or those who have fostered, adopted children, or people with new partners, to pray for them. And then to say that Emily Alder's partner Dave is doing a slip out for the British Legion and has a Just Giving page and would welcome your support. So we'll now crack on with Holy Communion. Whoa. Communion is to converse or talk together, usually with profound intensity, intimacy, to interchange thoughts and feelings. Communion is to be intimate, to have communication and to have rapport. So those who have let the mind wander with my notices, how very dare you, let the mind bring yourselves back. I'm going to offer a prayer and then the choir are going to lead us in a song. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we offer to you our bread, our wine, and ourselves. We bring our focus to you and we ask that this focus would be our best habit. Pour out your spirits on the bread, the wine, the money, the people that we are. Receive our offering. We make it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come now, O Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace, make us thy bride. about the different one. You're missing the other one, do you?
Hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper as it was recorded by St. Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed unto you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As Jesus took bread and wine and gave thanks, so we give our prayers of thanks. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the hope and certainty of faith, for the realization that your love is the source of creation and the goal to which it moves, that your word is the power that filled the empty void with life and being, and that still calls us to leave everything behind to follow Christ through chance and change to the security which lasts. Thank you for the promise that we shall share this security, this joy, this eternal glory with all who have ever trusted you and with all who ever will. Thank you for the hope and certainty this faith gives us, even in the middle of the storm, every day, in every circumstance, that we can know that you are with us. We thank you. Come, Creator God, and renew the earth. Come, Eternal Saviour, remake us in your likeness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform these gifts. And Christ, be known to us in the breaking of bread, that we may be strengthened to serve you in the world. That Christ would be known in the pouring out of wine, that we would be strengthened to serve you in the world. And with all your faithful servants in heavenly places and around the world, we offer to you our praise. Glory be to you, our God, for now, forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The bread which we break is the communion in the body of Christ. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion in the blood of Christ. The body of Christ. the blood of Christ. So let us pray. God of a love stronger than death, you have given us birth into a living hope through the gift of your Son. God with us, like a mother, you have fed us with yourself and strengthened us for journeying ahead. God of truth and power, you take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by grace. Gracious God, may the love which bids us welcome at this table gather all your children into one in your eternal presence, whole and free at last. Thanks be to God. Amen. So it's all that sea chat. There's only one hymn really to finish with. Then we'll have a blessing and then we will sing a word to strengthen us as we go on our way. Eternal Father, strong to save. Electronic ways and using the phone, in casual walks and in our workplaces, in our homes with those that we live with and with our neighbours close by and around the world, let us go to live and to serve. Thanks be to God. Amen. And in the middle of it all, we will not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.